In the 15th chapter of the Gita, Krishna explained that the material world is like a reflected banyan tree. So now in the 16th chapter, which is entitled Divine and Demoniac Qualities, Krishna explains that if you develop divine qualities, then you will be elevated to the higher places on that tree. But if you imbibe demoniac qualities, then you will be degraded to lower life forms. Therefore, in the 16th chapter, Krishna begins to describe all of these qualities. What are the qualities of a divine person? Krishna explains, Abhayam sattvasam suddhir, jnana yoga vyavastiti, danam damascha yagyascha, svadhyayas tapa arjavam. Krishna explains, what are the divine qualities? Abhayam, fearlessness, sattvasam suddhir, a very pure way of living, jnana yoga vyavastiti, very knowledgeable of different analytical and spiritual matters, danam, very charitable, danam, self-controlled, tapa, austere, arjavam, simple. Krishna begins to describe all the different qualities just to tell us the kind of qualities that we should begin to imbibe within our lives. And then Krishna explains what the demoniac qualities are. Dambodarpo bhimanascha, krodha paryushamevacha, agyanam chabijatasya, partasam padamasurim. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, these are the qualities of those of demoniac nature. It said in previous ages, divine and demoniac people were on different planets. Then as time progressed, they began to live on the same planet, but divine and demoniac were in different families. As time progressed further, divine and demoniac were in the same family, but they were different people. Now it said, divine and demoniac is within even every one person. In the morning, we can be very divine, or maybe more demoniac. And later on, we can become divine. One moment, we can be very nice, and another moment, we can be very harsh. So therefore, Krishna explains that one should develop divine qualities, because divine qualities will elevate one higher. Krishna goes on to describe the nature of demons. And Krishna explains there's one big problem with the demons. And the one big problem with demoniac people is that they try to take God out of the picture. Different philosophies, different scientific theories have been formulated by people simply to take God out of the picture. One time, one young girl, she went to her father and she said, "Father, father, where did we come from?" So the father said, "Haven't you read Darwin's theory? We come from apes." So then she went to her mother and she said, "Mother, where do we come from?" And the mother said, "We come from God." So then she looked at her mother and said, "You're saying we come from God, but father here is saying that we come from apes." So the mother said, yeah, no problem. His side of the family comes from apes. But my side, we come from God. So these theories of evolution and other things are now taught in universities, colleges, schools, you know, across the country as undisputable scientific fact. There is no God. Recently, there was one advertising campaign on buses. There is probably no God, so just enjoy life. Prabhupada was not very impressed with any of these theories. One time they said to Prabhupada, "The scientists say we evolved from monkeys." Prabhupada said, They say they have evolved from monkeys. I say they're still monkeys. For believing in such a thing, they're still monkeys. So those demoniac people, Krishna explains, asatyam apratistam te jagatahuranishwaram aparasparasambhutam kim anyat kamahaitukam. They believe the world is unreal. They believe the world came about by chance. They believe the world has no purpose, and they believe everything is ultimately meaningless. And Krishna says such demoniac people cause immeasurable problems for themselves, and they cause immeasurable problems for society. And therefore Krishna says to Arjuna that instead of being like these demoniac people, develop divine qualities. And by developing divine qualities, have an influence on the world so that we can make others divine also.